In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Our Lady, Queen of all Saints, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. So we're on Luisa and the Mediatrix of All Divine Life, Part 1, on page 5. And this is volume 14, 10, 6, 1922. The first plane, Jesus says, of the human acts changed into divine will in my, changed into divine in my divine will has already been done by me. So Jesus says, the one who began this new beginning for mankind was Jesus. He says, I left it as though suspended. And the creature, except for my dear inseparable mother Mary, knew nothing. So here he shows that the divine will was hidden from the apostles. It was hidden from everyone, all the saints, the doctors of the church. This has never been known. The only one that knew it was Jesus and Mary. And he says this was necessary. Okay, so he says that... why it was hidden is this is the plan of God. If man did not know the way, if man did not know the door, if man did not know the rooms of my holy humanity, how could he enter inside of me and copy what I did? So here Jesus is saying that it took the church these last 2,000 years to understand the way, the door, the rooms of God's holy humanity. And that's what the saints have accomplished. The saints accomplished by doing the will of God, and that's following the holy humanity of Christ. And they says, it, once that is learned, and that's basically volume 1 through volume 10, how to become a saint, how to become a divine mirror of Jesus, then he could enter inside of me and then copy what Jesus does. Okay? So he says this, now the time has come, so this is the new era has begun. For the creature to enter into this plane, okay, to enter into the divine, of the divine will, and to do also something of her own within mine. So Jesus is absorbing that which was the human will into the divine. So this is what the priest does when he puts the drop of water into the chalice. May we share in the divinity of Christ. Finally, he says, now the soul can enter into this plane of human acts change into divine acts, something of her own within God. So what God is asking of us is to understand that this it's a new era that has begun. He says, now is the time. You know, when Jesus was born, it says it was the fullness of time. And now Jesus says, now is the time for the souls to have their human acts change into divine acts. So he says, what is the wonder if I have called you, Luisa, as the first one? So here, this is the way God is working. He is teaching us through Luisa, who was the firstborn, the newborn of the divine will, to begin to do our acts and our rounds in the divine will as Jesus did, because Luisa is the first one to do this. He does it the way Mary did. The new Adam and the new Eve, Jesus and Mary. Now, Luisa does this. So he says, what is the wonder? What is the question? If I now have called you, Luisa, the first one. So that's where a lot of people are. A lot of people say, well, why Luisa? Why didn't he give this to the church before? Why didn't he give this to the saints? You know, why Luisa? And he says this. Besides, he says, as the first one, I have called you, Luisa, to be the first one. I, God, have called you to be the first one to live in the divine will, the first human to live in the divine will. Besides, it is so true that I have called you as the first, since no other soul, although dear to me, have I, God, manifested the way to live in my most holy divine will. The effects of the divine will, the wonders of the divine will, the goods of the divine will, which the soul, the creature operating in the supreme volition receives. So he shows us that Louisa operates in the supreme volition of God. She is the first. No other soul in the history of mankind was given this gift. Now, you hear often people say, well, this is nothing new in the church. Well, it's not new. Louisa is the first one to understand this, to have the way that Jesus has taught. The saints learn to do the will of God, and that's what we have been doing for the last 2,000 years, doing the will of God. And now Jesus says, I want you now to live in the will of God. I want you to operate in the supreme volition of God. Think about that. He says, it is so true that I have called you as the first, that no other soul, even though dear to me, have I manifested the way to live in my divine will. The effects of it, the wonders, the goods with the soul receives in operating in the supreme will of God. So here Jesus is showing us that the only other person next to him that has this is the Blessed Mother, the new Adam and the new Eve, Jesus and Mary. Now, a human born of original sin is the first to receive this. And this is the thing that the church is going to proclaim. The church has already proclaimed it in a small way, with a book from the Vatican, The Son of My Divine Will, Louisa Picaretta. The Son, S-U-N, of My Most Holy Divine Will is Louisa Picaretta. And there's no other way to interpret that. So they have read the volumes, and they know that this is going to change the earth, change the world. It's a new era. This is why everything seems to be falling apart. Everything is done. Think about it. The minerals on the earth, there's 6,000 years of minerals. The minerals are gone. There's no minerals in the food anymore. You get the minerals, you know, from the mountains, the glaciers, but the earth is depleted of its minerals. And why? Well, Jesus has basically said it's the new era that begins, the 7,000th year, the new beginning for mankind. Who has it? It's Louisa. Louisa's the first one. Louisa is the only one that Jesus has manifested these gifts to. As he said, if Adam didn't sin, I would have taught him this. But because Adam sinned, all his family, for those 4,000 years waiting for Jesus to come upon the earth, were learning how to obey the commandments of God. And then since Jesus, he's teaching us the dogma and doctrine of our faith. We have the full deposit of faith as Catholics. And now, Jesus says, a new era has begun. With Louisa, through Louisa, we're going to learn how to operate in the supreme will of God. We're going to receive all the wonders, all the goods that a soul could possibly receive by learning the way to live in the divine will. So, this is why Jesus has asked us to read and to study and to put into practice these truths, because it really is a new beginning. It's a new beginning for mankind. It's a new beginning for all the world. And how glorious is this, that our God is allowing us to have the volumes. I mean, to have the volumes of Louisa, to have the Book of Heaven. How glorious is this? Volume 15, 5, 8, 23. Ah, my daughter, I, God, had created Adam like a flower, which was to grow, which was to acquire color, which was to acquire fragrance in my very divinity. He created Adam to share in divinity. He wanted Adam to have that preternatural life of integrity, impassibility, immutability, and immortality. So he says, when Adam withdrew from my holy divine will, it happened to him as to a flower which is snatched away from a plant. As long as it remains in the plant, the flower is beautiful. It is lively in its color, and it's fragrant in its perfume. But once it is snatched away from the plant, it withers and fades, it becomes ugly, and reaches the point of giving off a bad smell. What a lot this was for Adam. What a sorrow for me, who, with so much love, wanted to raise this flower in my divinity, to delight and amuse myself with Adam. See, he had planned that Adam would receive a share in divinity. God could play, if you want to say, with another God. Adam wasn't going to be God, but he shared in God's image and likeness. And then when he lost this, his delight in his love was just, it was almost destroyed because of what Adam did. So he says this: "Now, by my omnipotence, I, God, wanted this detached flower to bloom again. Why? How? By transplanting it once again into the womb of my divinity." And that's another topic we're going to be studying, you know, later on, is the womb, returning to the womb of the Father. Everything has to come full circle. Everything has to go back to where we began. And this fuller circle, what the divine will is about, is to return to the womb of the Father. So the return to the womb of my divinity. He says, "But I want a soul who wants to live in the womb of my volition. She," now he's talking about Louisa, "shall be the seed, and that she shall lend to me the seed she shall lend to me. So here Jesus says that, that's another topic we're going to be studying, the seed of the divine will. "She, Louisa, may be the seed, and Louisa shall lend to me, and my will shall do all the rest." So Louisa begins again this new era, begins again with this seed. Remember in Genesis, "I will put enmity between you and the woman, between your seed and her seed." A woman doesn't have seed. So what is this? She, Louisa, is the seed. Louisa is the beginning. God begins again this life, this abundant life that he gave to Adam, that Adam lost, through now Louisa. Louisa begins to embrace the true life of Jesus, the new Adam, the true life of Mary, the new Eve. Louisa is the only one that possesses this. It's to begin to live the life of Jesus, to live the life of Mary. For the souls who say that they're living in the divine will, as Father Bucci says, they're only fooling themselves. Who do you know lives the life of Jesus, lives the life of Mary? Well, no one at this point. The only one that does is the newborn, Louisa Picaretta. Yet Jesus is saying that we are going to receive this if we desire it, if we long for it. Our life is going to be a reflection, a mere reflection of Jesus and Mary. Then we will live through the power of the Holy Spirit, live in the divine will like Jesus and Mary. And then we will receive the divine inheritance of the Father like Jesus and Mary. See, what's coming is glory. What's coming is a new beginning for mankind. So Louisa shall be the seed, and Louisa shall lend to me this seed, and my will do all the rest. And that's exactly what St. Louis de Montfort says. St. Louis de Montfort says they'll be the greatest saints in the history of the church, history of the world. It's nothing that they have done, but what God has done for them. He says very clearly, "My holy divine will shall do the rest." So all that God is asking of us is to go to Louisa. Louisa is the seed. Louisa begins this new generation, perfected human generation. And so God is looking at us and he's saying, are you linked to Louisa? Do you have this seed to begin again where Adam left off? So God's waiting for us to do it. So he says this: "In this way, my delights of creation shall return." Everything that God did in creation will now have its fullness. "I, God, shall amuse myself with this mystical flower." And here, that's another, if you want to think, that's another title of Louisa. Louisa, the mystical flower. "And I shall be repaid for creation." So again, we have to understand this, what God is asking of us is that we go to Louisa, call in Louisa, pray to Louisa, plead with Louisa. One of the things we read this week was that when the books are on the table, venerable people will be around those books, and they'll be spiritualized and divinized. What does that mean? It means that if you are venerating these writings, if you understand what they are, you will be spiritualized and divinized. Well, that's what God is looking for. He's looking to give to mankind what mankind wants. So what does he do? He gives us Louisa. She writes these 36 volumes dictated by Jesus. These writings, Jesus is asking us just to be near them, to venerate them. What does that mean? To honor them. They're not another book. So, you know, if we have the 36 volumes, they should be in a place of reverence. And what God will do is he says those souls who recognize the truth. Now think about it. We said it last week. He spent 3 years with the apostles teaching them, and they didn't understand. They didn't believe. He spent 64 years teaching Louisa, and she believed. There's a vast difference here of what Jesus gave through redemption and what Jesus is now giving through sanctification. We have to understand that this gift of the divine will is ours if we choose it. And he says, if we recognize what this book of heaven is all about, read it, study it, and put it into practice, learn how Jesus taught Louisa, we will know the way. We will know the how to do it. How to live in the divine will. It's all there. It's very, very simple. The divine will, the book of heaven, is not complicated. The book of heaven is very simple. It's in black and white, and you can read as much as you want. Every word Jesus says is a divine life. It's infinite. As you read this and you read it again and you read it again, he expands your capacity more and more. To the point of you can have as much as you want or as little as you want, 30, 60, or 100 fold. So again, if you don't like reading, you got Dream Voice. I think it's Dream Voice that you can listen to. You can listen to the writings if you download them. God wants us to be focused on these words, these words that Jesus, the Word of God, spoke to Louisa for our benefit. And he says, what's going to happen? He says it right up there. He says, we're going to share in his very divinity. We're going to grow and acquire the color and the fragrance that God planned from the beginning. And he says, now is the time, he says, that he wants to bring this about. And he's looking at us and asking us to be the ones to give our fiat. He's really asking us to do that. He's not asking your family or your neighbors or your coworkers. They don't want it. They've already got other plans. So he's asking us, would you be willing to do this? And when we say yes, he goes, prove it to me. Okay, so our promise is that we'll read every day. And that's between you and Jesus. I have nothing to do with it. You promise God as much as or as little as you want. He's going to give you what you're longing for. And as you read, as you study, as you put this into practice, everything changes. Everything changes. So he says this in volume 16, page 6. Volume 16, 11, 10, 23. Now, so that my divine will might be known, okay, you have to know this, in order to open heaven, okay, I, God, had to let my divine will descend upon earth and to make it rain on earth as it does in heaven. Therefore, I had to choose another little one among all human generations, since this is the greatest work that I want to do, and that is to restore man back to his origin, back to the womb of God from which he came, to open for mankind that the divine will which he rejected, to open my arms to mankind again, to receive mankind again into the womb of my holy divine will, in my divine wisdom, now I call the most little one out of nothing. So here, this paragraph is about Louisa. This paragraph is about Louisa. So the divine will might be known in order to open heaven. Okay, who has the keys to the kingdom? It's the Holy Father. The Holy Father is the one who Louisa is going to give this gift to. He will be the first one to live fully in the divine will. Okay, what will happen? He says, when heaven is open, my holy divine will is going to descend upon earth. My holy divine will is going to reign on earth as it does in heaven. This is the fulfillment of the Our Father. So he says, in order to bring this about, I have to choose another little one among all human generations. Because, now listen to this, this is why the Book of Heaven is so important. This is the greatest work that I, God, want to do. And what is the greatest work? To return man back to his origin. To divinize mankind. Not just to be good and holy and saintly, but to divinize mankind. So what's he saying? He's saying to restore man back to the womb. To open for him the divine will, which he rejected. To open my arms again to receive him back into the womb of the Father. He says, so my divine wisdom calls at this point the most little soul out of nothing. That's Louisa. That's why the nothingness, if you haven't read the nothingness document, you're not going to be able to understand how to live in the divine will. To live in the divine will, you've got to live in your nothingness. You can't be there. You get in the way. So to live in your nothingness is what God is looking for. Remember what Father Bucci said. To live in the divine will, you have to be little, insignificant, and hidden. That's what God looks for. Louisa, so I was talking to somebody yesterday, or I think it was yesterday, and they were talking about, they always laughed at Louisa's obedience. She was so stubborn. She was so, disobedient. I said, no, she was so little that she didn't want to write about herself. And what Jesus kept on saying to her is, you have to tell people who you are. You have to put your name on this. And Louisa says, I don't want to do this. I'm nothing, I'm nothing, I'm nothing. It wasn't a disobedience. Louisa didn't want anybody to know about her. That's a big difference from our disobedience. Louisa was... She had to write about herself, which she says was humiliating. She didn't want anybody to know the discussions between her and Jesus and her. Yet Jesus says, if you're not known, they're not going to know the divine will. So in obedience, she would say, okay, I will do this. I'll give my fiat to this. It wasn't a disobedience like us. It was a great humility that she didn't want to put her name on anything. So again, this is why God loves Louisa so much. Out of nothing, I call the most little one out of nothing. That's Louisa. So again, our job is to go to Louisa, and that's why you plead with Louisa. She wants to hide. But she knows that if you're calling upon this, then she will do this. She will respond. It's not because she's stubborn. It's because she's so little. So he says, it was just that she be little. If I placed a little one at the head of redemption, the Blessed Mother, I had to now place another little one at the head of the Fiat Voluntas Tua on earth as it is in heaven. So, Our Lady was little. Our Lady was the littlest. Our Lady is littler than Louisa. Jesus says, out of all of creation, Our Lady was the smallest, the tiniest. And now Louisa is the same thing. She's not as small as Our Lady. I mean, Our Lady's mother and queen, Theotokos. Louisa is the little one. So he says this. Among the two little ones, I was to enclose the purpose of creation of man and to realize my designs upon him. Through one, I was to redeem him and wash him with my blood and from his ugliness and to give him forgiveness. Through the other one, I was to make him return to his beginning, to his origin, to his lost nobility, to the bonds of my divine will, which had been broken by Adam admitting him now, admitting mankind once again into the smile of my eternal will, to the exchange of kiss between his will and mine, and to live as one within the other. Okay, so here's the kiss of heaven and earth. Heaven kisses earth, earth kisses heaven. So again, the first one, through our Blessed Mother, yeah, the forgiveness and washed by the blood of Jesus. The other one, now, see, it's to return to our beginning. This is what Luisa is going to do. To our origin, to back to the womb of the Father, to our lost nobility, to the bonds, to be bonded with God's holy divine will, which Adam broke. God is going to admit us again, once again, to the smile of my eternal will, to the kiss between the human will and the divine will, and to live as one within the other. Okay, picture again the drop of water under the chalice filled with wine. So here, God is asking us to understand who Luisa is. And, you know, all these people, they have visions, apparitions, locutions. They're writing books about, you know, Our Lord told me this, Our Lady told me that. You know, it's Luisa didn't want anybody to know her. As a matter of fact, when she was condemned, it was almost a sigh of relief. Whew, now nobody has to know about this. See, it was God answered her prayer in a way, so that she could die peacefully, knowing that her writings were not going to be known. So I think I look at that and I just think how amazing our God is that he would honor Luisa by having her condemned. I think that's God's sense of humor, because now the world has to know Luisa. The world has to know Luisa. The world has to have the Book of Heaven. Jesus calls it the gospel of the kingdom. And in Matthew 24, he says, until the gospel of the kingdom is to proclaim to all the world, nothing's going to happen. So what do you think's around the corner? Why do you think everything's falling apart? Everything's falling apart, like I said, about the minerals. 6,000 years of minerals and they're gone. Why? The kingdom's coming. Why is everything in the church seems to be falling apart? Why? The kingdom is coming. See, it's to begin to live a life that God originally planned, to begin to live a life that the saints didn't know about, to begin to live the life that Adam lost, the life that when God breathed into dust, he breathed the Ruah of God, the breath of God into dust, filled Adam with God's image and likeness. That dust became the image and likeness of God, man. And so what God is now asking is he's telling us, now this is going to return. You have to get ready for this. This is not ordinary. This is extraordinary, what's coming. It's a new beginning for mankind to share in the divinity of Christ. That's why that book that came out 2 years ago, called to be children of God, it's all about being divinized. Divinization. It's not about being good and saintly. It's about becoming holy. Again, those are the three promises to Abraham. The first promise, to be freed from the enemy. That's when Jesus died on the cross. We are freed from Satan. The second is free to worship God without fear. That's now when we receive the Holy Eucharist. None of us are terrified. And the third is to become holy and righteous in God's sight all the days of our life. That's to become like God. Holy and righteous. God is holy. God is righteous. And now he's asking us to enter into this gift. So he says this. This alone was the purpose of creation of Adam. No one shall be able to oppose what I have established. So here he's saying, don't get in the way of the divine will. I remember one bishop said to his people they couldn't read the divine will. And shortly after that, he went to Rome, and he died there. That shows you. He says this, I don't care who you are. No one is going to oppose what I have established. The purpose of creation is to enter into the divine will, to be divinized, to be that drop of water into that cup filled with wine. Nobody's going to stop this. So Jesus says to us, how much of this do you want? 30, 60, or 100 fold. How much do you want? I'll give whatever you want, I'm going to give to you. So what does he do? He gives us the book of heaven, 36 volumes. And I've heard people say, 36 volumes? I can't read 36 volumes. God says, fine. You can listen to it if you wish. It's to enter into this gift is up to us. He's not going to interfere with our freedom. If we choose to go to hell, he's going to say, this is what you want. This is what I have to give you. If you choose for the height of sanctity, God will says, this is what I will give to you. So this is this mystery that God gives us of the book of heaven is ours if we choose it. Again, your family doesn't want it. Your neighbors don't want it. Your coworkers don't want it. But if you have the book of heaven, Jesus says, I am the one, Jesus says, the Son of God who gave this to you. No human did this. Even if your best friend gave it to you. God gave it to you. He's got plans. And this is what he says. He says, no one is going to get in the way. This is alone was the purpose of creation. I'm going to bring about what I have originally planned for Adam. But even more now. He says, centuries and centuries shall go by, just as in redemption. Also in this, man shall return into my arms as he was created by me. Don't look at that as a negative. Centuries and centuries. Just as in redemption. It's been centuries and centuries of redemption. Do you see? He didn't say when redemption happened, it's when Jesus died on the cross and rose from the dead and the Holy Spirit descended on Pentecost. He says, it's been centuries and centuries since then. He says, remember what he said up above. Now is the time that this is happening. And it will be centuries and centuries that we will live in the divine will on earth, exactly the way the saints in heaven. Don't look at it, it's going to take centuries and centuries for this to happen. No. It's going to happen very quickly. Jesus says this in volume 20. He says it'll happen as if by magic. All of a sudden the kingdom will be here. And everyone will say, how did this happen? And he said, it happened because of Louisa and the souls linked to Louisa. This is our job. Our job is to be so linked with Louisa, so absorbed in this book of heaven, that we begin to hear Jesus speak to us. He speaks to each and every one as he is the Word of God. He wrote these words down so that we could hear him. These aren't ordinary books. He says this is the only book that will transform a soul. So he says this. He says very clearly, man shall return again back into my arms just as he was created by me in the beginning. Everything's going to be, the devil's going to hell. The world's going to be recreated. The kingdom is going to be established. Our Father's going to be fulfilled. Everything's going to be glorious. And it's Jesus says, we have to remember, he says, now it has to happen. So he's waiting for us to begin to live this. He's waiting for us to give our fiat. He really is. He doesn't. And again, Jesus says, if I have to wait centuries, I will. But he says, I won't have to wait centuries. I will find the souls that will want this more than anything, and they will live in the kingdom. So we have to be the ones. He gave us the book. He expects a great deal from us. We have to be the ones to begin to live this. But in order to do this, he says, first I have to choose another one, Louisa, who must be the first to live in my eternal will. To bind in Louisa all the relations of creation, to live with Louisa with no split of wills, rather one being Louisa's will and the other divine will, God's will. So here, this is what's happening. Again, this is 1923. It's almost 100 years ago. God says he is going to do this. It is going to happen. So again, the beautiful thing is this. Luisa must be the first. And then he says, and I look for the souls who must receive this gift. That's us. Luisa must be the first, and then us, we must be linked to Luisa, to live in the eternal will of God, to bind in Luisa all the relations of creation, to live with Luisa with no split in wills, rather one being Luisa's will and one being God's most holy divine will. From here, the necessity that Luisa be the littlest which we delivered in creation. So again, the littlest is the Blessed Mother. Luisa is the next to the being the littlest. He says, from here is the necessity that Luisa be the littlest which we deliver in creation, so that, okay, she begins again where Adam was, what Adam was supposed to do in creation. Mary is the Theotokos. She's Mother of God. No one can compare to her. So the delivered in creation, that's the difference between her littleness and the Blessed Mother's littleness. Our Blessed Mother when you look at the Blessed Mother, you see God. She is the daughter of the Father. She's the mother of the Son. She's the spouse and temple of the Holy Spirit. When you look at Luisa, she's the littlest in creation. So there's a big difference there. So that in seeing herself so little, Luisa may run away from her human will, and even more, he says, she, Luisa, may bind it so tightly to our holy divine will as to never, ever do her human will. And although little, Luisa may live together with us, Triune God, through that breath, that Ruah of God, with which we created Adam. So here we see, again, this is important for us to recognize Luisa. Luisa is not like any other soul. No human can compare to Luisa. She now has more than what God gave to Adam. Now think about that. Adam had that preternatural life, but God gave more to Luisa. How can that be? Luisa has Jesus as the new Adam, Mary as the new Eve. She has their life. Luisa is so amazing that she becomes the newborn of the divine will. And then from her, everyone will receive this gift. First primary, the first person will be the Pope. You need a man and a woman. You had Adam and Eve. You have Jesus and Mary. You have Luisa and the Pope. He has the keys to the kingdom. This was planned way back when Jesus gave to Peter the keys. He was way, way back. When you read the epistle of Peter, 2 Peter, what does he talk about? He talks about being demonized. Peter, it's he understood what these keys were about. And then Jesus says to Luisa, you must be the key. He says to Luisa, you are the key. You must be the key that the Pope basically is going to use to open heaven. And this is what this is all about. How amazing this is that God has allowed us to be alive at this time.
He's allowed us to be living at this time.
Okay, so he says this. Okay. Now I got to find out where I am. Is this the second paragraph? Third paragraph? Fourth paragraph? What's the words? Has anybody got a cat? I took my finger off where we were. Oh, okay, which? Okay. Thank you. Okay, so they run away. Okay, so Luisa has to be so little that we lived and delivered in creation, that in seeing herself so little, she may run away from her human will. Okay, that's what we want to do. We want to run away from our human will with Luisa. Luisa, this is what you pray to Luisa. Luisa, show me how to do this. I don't want to live in my human will anymore. Show me how to do this. Help me to do this. Even more, she may bind it so tightly to ours, as to never do her human will, as though little she may live together with us, as through that breath, again, the Ruah of God, which we created Adam. Our divine will maintains Louisa fresh and beautiful. See, it's to enter into the life of God. It's to, again, dirt, dust, becomes image and likeness of God. That's what's fresh. That's what's beautiful. See, God wants to see us like Him. He wants us to share in His divinity. That prayer that the priest says at every day of Holy Mass has been fulfilled in Louisa. And Jesus is saying, I'm offering it to you who have the book of heaven. I'm offering it to you. And so He says, read this, study this, learn what this is about. I want to teach you how to possess this gift. That's what the book of heaven is all about. And so that, I mean, like we're reading today, it's to go to Louisa. I mean, a lot of people say, well, just read the book or just want it and it's yours. Hey, where's Louisa? You got to go to her. He says, in our divine will, our holy divine will maintains Louisa fresh and beautiful. Louisa forms our smile. Louisa forms our amusement. And we, Triune God, do whatever we want with Louisa. That's what we have to say to God. Lord, like Louisa, maintain me fresh and beautiful. Like Louisa, I want to form your smile. I want to form your amusement. I want you, Lord God, to do whatever you want with me. Whatever you want. See, this is where the fiat comes in. If you really begin to live in the fiat, your yes means whatever you want, God, is what I want. Whatever you want is what I want. Things go right, fiat. Things go bad, fiat. Things are sunny, fiat. Things are rainy, fiat. It's always, you're in charge. Do with me as you wish. You want me to have cold feet today? Great. You want me to have a sunburnt neck? Fiat. Whatever you want, Lord, I want. Do with me as you wish. I want nothing of my own. I want what you want. That doesn't mean you go around without shoes on. That doesn't mean you stand outside in the sun. It's, you know, the fiat is you're always letting God have His way with you. Oh, how happy Louisa is. And that's what we say. Lord, I want to be happy. I want to enter into this kingdom. I want to be one with Louisa. I want to have the true life of Jesus, the true life of Mary that Louisa has. Louisa, show me how to do this. And enjoying her littleness and her happy destiny, she shall cry for her brothers and her sisters and shall interest herself in nothing other than compensating us, Triune God, for everyone and for each one and for all the wrong which they have done to us, Triune God, by withdrawing from our holy divine will. So we see how we're supposed to pray. We can see what the rounds are about. We cry for our brothers and sisters. You know, something happens and you read about it or see it. You say to the Lord, in the name of, I want to repair this. I want to redo this as if this crime didn't happen. Why? To please you, God. I want to compensate for everyone all the wrong which all of us have done to you, Triune God, by withdrawing from the most holy divine will. See, when the holy divine will reigns, there'll be no sin. And that's what God is asking. Are you willing to enter into this gift? Are you willing to begin to live this abundant life of Jesus? What did Jesus do? He repaired and He redid for everyone and for everything. And that's what we do. Lord Jesus, I want you to breathe in my breathing. I don't want to breathe anymore. I want you to beat in my heart beating. I don't want my heart beating anymore. Humanly, I want it done by you. So what happens is when your heart beats, God is doing it. So it's a divine act. Lord, I want to look at the trees as you looked at them, adoring the Father and praising the Father and glorifying the Father and worshiping Father with your glory, with your adoration, with your praise, with your love. Not mine. Mine is nothing. We've got to pray the way Jesus taught Louisa. Louisa didn't do anything. She gave to God what was God's. She returned to God what was God's. And that's what Jesus is saying here. When you leave the divine will, when we withdraw from the divine will, all we do is wrong. We have to go back to living in the divine will. We have to go back to the fiat, living the light, true life of Jesus, the true life of Mary. The tears of one who lives in our divine will shall be powerful, more so since Louisa wants nothing but we, Triune God, ourselves want, and through Louisa we shall open together with the first channel redemption, the second one, the fiat voluntas tua. On earth as it is in heaven. On hearing this, Louisa says, my love, my all, tell me who, listen to this, this shows you Louisa's humility. Tell me who shall this little fortunate one be and how I, Louisa, would love to know her. And Jesus immediately says, how is it? Have you not understood who she is? It is you, Louisa. You are my little one. I have told you many times that you are the little one, and this is why I love you. So we see very clearly that Louisa was never thinking about herself. She says, who is this? Let me know who this person is. And Jesus says, Louisa, it's you. Do you see, the humility of Louisa was so great that she didn't want anybody to know this. She was so humble that she, like Our Lady was more humble than Louisa, but Our Lady was silent. She was silent. Only after Jesus died, rose from the dead, and the Holy Spirit came down, did she teach the apostles about Jesus. And this is where you get the Gospels. You get to hear what the Blessed Mother taught the apostles. But with Louisa, it's different. Louisa wrote down everything that Jesus said, but she didn't want her name on this. So again, this shows us what we should be like. We should be little, insignificant, and hidden, as Father Bucci says. And we should get to know who this little one is, this newborn is. We should be like Louisa. Jesus, show me this little fortunate one. Let me know her. We should be just like Louisa. Let me know Louisa. And if we do this, God will bless us. So we'll end there in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.